This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
21-7, Huskers have the lead at the half over the Purdue Boilermakers, and we're delighted to be joined, as we are each and every week, by University Interim President Jim Linder. Jim, good to see you. Happy belated birthday to you. I hope you celebrated well last week.
We had a great time last week, and today, you know, is equally exciting with the opportunity to honor and celebrate veterans. The way the game started with the Golden Knights parachuting in was pretty exciting. And it's just a special day.
And you brought a special guest with us here today.
Yes, coincidentally, we are joined by a person who has a long history of service to the military, General Bob Hinson. In his current role, he's the executive director of the National Strategic Research Institute at the University of Nebraska. This institute is only one of 13 in the country, so-called university-affiliated research centers, that work with the Department of Defense to make sure our country is secure. Our University-affiliated Research Center at UNMC is the only one in the country that's focused on combating weapons of mass destruction, and Bob will tell us about that.
General, it's good to have you here. Thank you for your service, first of all.
Thanks very much, Greg.
Can you tell us a little bit about the National Strategic Research Institute and the work that you're doing?
Well, as Jim mentioned, we are one of 13 of the other university-affiliated research centers across the country. We're in very elite company with Johns Hopkins and MIT and another Big Ten organization, Penn State. The research institute itself is focused on doing research in countering weapons of mass destruction. A lot of that is related to laser technology or next-generation anthrax, looking at violent extremist organizations or doing research on those kinds of organizations across the world.
We hear weapons of mass destruction. It's a pretty broad term that people hear. Can you talk more specifically about NSRI and what they're doing to combat WMDs?
Well, when we formed this organization 2 years ago, the Strategic Command was very much interested in the whole idea of combating weapons of mass destruction as part of their mission responsibilities at STRATCOM. So we were focused on five distinct core areas within the WMD area, and a lot of those are focused particularly on weapons of mass destruction that include biologicals or lasers or other types of things. Part of our effort within the university is not only looking at bombs, which are very destructive, but also looking at other things like anthrax and other chemical kinds of things that could be destructive to our military forces and certainly used in a combat environment across the country. Part of our effort is to really look at the effects that it brings on our military forces, and STRATCOM is very much focused on how that is done, and certainly the university and our researchers provide a lot of expertise in those areas. As a matter of fact, Dr. Ken Bales at UNMC is focused on the next generation anthrax vaccine, which is certainly a problematic area when you look at devastating effects of weapons like this that might be used, and you look at the biological aspects of other things that might be involved. One of the other things that we're involved in is looking at violent extremist organization or terrorist organizations, if you will. Dr. Gina Ligon out of UNO has been involved in a lot of studies and looking at deterrence of violent extremist organization. What are the profile kinds of things that they that affect their judgment and how they operate and the like. And so Gina has been extremely involved in that area, and it's widely accepted by the Department of Defense and other agencies. So it's been very effective.
General, let's talk about how the National Strategic Research Institute can benefit Nebraskans who are out listening to this today.
Well, I think the fact that the university is involved in a very elite group of universities, if you look at the 13 other university-affiliated research centers across the country, they are focused specifically on a very specific mission area. The fact that the research that we do over the past 2 years, we brought in about $15 million, which benefits the university, it benefits the researchers and the investments that are being made toward their abilities to be really effective in looking across the spectrum of the countering weapons of mass destruction's mission set.
Well, General, thank you again for your service, and thank you for the update.
Thank you very much.
Jim,
nice to be here.
Jim, it's exciting to hear about the role the university is playing in national security and defense. Talk about what we're going to visit with in 2 weeks.
Well, in 2 weeks, we're going to be joined by Dr. Susan Fritz, who is the provost of the University of Nebraska system. Now, a provost is a chief academic officer of a university, so she and her staff make sure that all the programs deliver the education to our 51,000 students that we need to deliver. And next week, she'll specifically talk about the efforts of the University of Nebraska to provide access and affordability to all those students.
Well, thank you for being here today, Jim. And Bob, great to see you as well. Thank you very much.
A pleasure.
21-7, our score at the half. We've got more halftime coming up.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.